In our next story, we will hear from our reporter, Jermaine.
Mary is 15 years old and has several goals for her life. One of them is to start a rock band. Singing makes her feel so good that she has trouble putting her emotions into words.
Like, the feeling is so indescribable. That's why I love singing. I love, like, listening to people sing. Like, you feel so happy that you can make people happy. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Some people do not respect music as a career, including Mary's mother.
I remember this one time I told my mom I wanted to sing. She was like, no, because that's not going to get you anywhere. Most of the time, I have to lie to her and tell her I want to become a doctor, I want to become a singer. She's like, oh, you have to finish school for that. I'm like, I know.
But Demi wants to be a singer too, but she also hides it from her mother.
I don't want my mom to know that I want to be a singer right now, because she'll be like, why you want to be a singer? I want you to grow up. I don't want to see you on TV and stuff like that. She, I don't want her to know. I don't want her to know.
Some families think that other professions are more valuable than music. Dinesia explains.
It's probably because a culture is probably not made to be like a singer or dancer and everything. It's probably just, they probably just want her to be like a lawyer and something higher, a doctor and everything like that.
I agree with her and both of them, because in my family, my dad wants me to become a doctor and a lawyer or whatever. And like when I was like in the fourth grade, I wanted to become a scientist because I was interested in science. But now I'm like, no, I have other passions. Like, I want to like be an actress. I want to be a fashion designer. Like, in our culture, they find that that's rubbish, that's garbage. You're supposed to be higher than that level, get more money. So it's basically about money.
Many people look down on the entertainment business because they believe it negatively influences kids. Many times they have a point.
Like the Yin Yang Twins, all they think is about booty.
Miriam has noticed how her little brother imitates what he sees on TV.
My brother would be sitting there, like, it amazing him, like he saw God. Just sitting there watching the TV, listening to 50 Cent, watching him pulling down his pants. And then, like, the next day after that, he has his pants all the way down. Like, Daddy, I want to wear boxers. And has his shirt this way. He wants his do-rag like that way. And to me, like, stuff like that shouldn't be, like, on the TV, or they should have, like, a blocker on or something so that little kids cannot see it. Because it, like, twists them and brainwashes them into being something that they're not.
Many parents try to protect their kids from certain types of music. Felicia's mom is one of them.
Like, on the radio, if I was to put it on a certain station, my mom would go along with it. But if it turns out to be, like, a hip-hop station or R&B or something, she would get mad. She's like, you shouldn't be making your brother listen to this.
Most musicians have a positive message, but unfortunately, negative messages attract more attention.
If there's two people there, like one of them goes up there singing about how he got shot or he got 3 girlfriends and 5 girlfriends and this how many Lamborghini, everybody's going to, wee, yay! And then if somebody else go up there and goes, listen to your mom, stay in school. Oh, don't do this. Don't have drugs. Don't go to parties at night. They're going to boo him off the stairs because people mainly listen to the bad stuff instead of focusing the good way.
It's not just music that makes parents nervous. Felicia has trouble admitting to her mother that she wants to be an artist.
I like to draw, but I also like to be on the computer. And, like, every time when, like, if my mom see me, she'd be like, get off or stop doing that. And, like, she never really supported me until, like, last year. And, like, now, since I told her I was going to be, like, an engineer, like, she's kind of going along with it. So it's not really, like, pressuring. It's just, like, she just don't like what I choose.
As Miriam points out, parents worry that if kids pursue artistic or musical careers, they might drop out of school.
My mother's a hairdresser, and every time I try to braid something, she goes, oh, you shouldn't braid, da-da-da-da, because she believes that once I think I know how to braid, I don't have to go to school, because you don't have to go to school to learn how to braid or to learn how to dance if you already know how to dance, or to learn how to sing if you already know how to sing.
Miriam is lucky because she knows her parents will support her no matter what, even if she wants to become a singer, a dancer, or a model.
My father wouldn't be disappointed. He would push me on to do it, but he wouldn't, like, at the same time be happy. But he wouldn't show it to me because he wants me, like, to go to school, learn, get an education, go on from there and do what I could do with my education, but not with my body, my looks, or my voice.
Dinesia is also lucky.
I remember one time when I told my mom that I wanted to be the president of the United States, and she laughed, but she said, you just have to keep on going to school for it. She said, but if you do, you'll be the first lady to be the president. So I don't really think that I'm pressured. I could be whatever I want to be.
Mary is still working out things with her parents. She admits that it's not always easy, but neither is life.
I would cry about it because my parents would pressure me to do something I don't want to do. And I try to tell them that it's my life. I want, like, I make my decisions because I'm the one that's going to go through all of this, not them.
You are the antidote that gets me by, something strong like a drug that gets me high. What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way I am. I never meant to be so cold. I never meant to be. What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way I am.